Hi, Robin here with Tributaries. There's a group circling the globe who call themselves the Circle of Friends. Their connection is through the work of the now deceased Bruno Gröning from Germany. During his lifetime, Bruno had an amazingly keen intuitive sense. This translated into the healings of many, many people, and now has translated into many followers of his work. Richard Leo has been deeply involved with the metaphysical studies his entire life. He has a very active role as a leader for Circle of Friends communities. So stay tuned. This is Tributaries. Richard, I appreciate so much that you're able to join us today.
Oh, thank you, Robin. It's an honor to be here.
I'm sure Bruno had, at times, a tough time in his life. We just spoke earlier this month with Kenny Ausubel regarding the work here in this country with Harry Hoxie. And, of course, his work was more with herbs, so it was a different type of healing. But Bruno, with his style and technique, I'm sure had a tough time as well.
He had a very difficult time when he was very well known in Europe in the 40s and 50s. And, you know, there were, as he progressed in his life, there were people that came to hear him speak. And he never laid hands on anyone or never touched anyone. He just spoke. And he told people some things about their life. He kept saying that this was very ancient knowledge, that man has lost his connection to God, and that in this reconnection is what would bring back healing to people. And there were thousands who were healed through his teachings.
Can you give us a biographical history of Bruno and how he came upon or when his talents became noticeable to himself and then obviously the world?
Sure. He was born in Gdansk in 1906. It was part of Germany then. And he was a middle child of seven children, and he had abilities. Even as a young child, he made predictions about World War One and Two, and he would often run out into the woods and come back with little animals that needed mending with wings or limbs. And it said that even when he was in the woods, he got lost in the woods in nature, and he said that animals would follow him around. As he grew older, there are many stories about his life, but just because of time, I'll tell you a few highlights. He was drafted into the German army during World War II. He was wounded, and he almost had a court-martial because he refused to shoot anyone. Anyway, he was captured by the Russians, and during the time in the Russian prison camps, he was an advocate for prisoners. He often told the Russians that they fed the cows better than they fed the prisoners, and so he was able to get more better food for prisoners, and there were healings that took place there. When the war was over, he started an organization to help people make the transition back from the war, and there were some still healings that went on when he was around. His notoriety came about in 1941. He was invited to the home of a man whose son had multiple sclerosis, and the doctors had totally given up on him and said that the boy would never walk and he would simply pass away. And Bruno Gröning was invited to this house. He stayed there a week, and the boy was up walking around after a week. And so the word got out that pretty soon there were a few thousand people on the front of this man's house.
I would imagine.
Yeah,
so.
And this started his notoriety, his career. He never, interesting about this man, he never took any money for healing. He never, as I said before, touched anyone or laid hands. He spoke to people from a balcony or something. In one place in Rosenheim, he spoke. He got away. He ran. He tried to escape for a while from the crowds of people who followed him. And he was at a horse ranch, and 30,000 people showed up. I mean, they came from America and everywhere. And so Bruno Gröning talked to people, and there were healings that took place. I mean, people simply threw their crutches in the air, leaped fences, men in wheelchairs. He told them simply, "You can, you know, all of you crippled people." He said, "You can stand now and get up," and people did. They walked away from their wheelchairs, and there were stories of the blind being able to see again, and extraordinary healings that happened during his lifetime. Mrs. Greta Hausler had experienced three major healings that the doctors had resigned themselves to giving up on, you know, and she started a publishing house about Bruno Gröning after his death. And so during the 40s and 50s, he was very well known in Europe, and he was given much trouble by the authorities. They wouldn't give him an alternative healing practitioner license, and he always argued. He said that, look, I just talk to people. I don't even ask them what's wrong. He said, I don't counsel them or anything, and people are healed, and so he had trouble like that. So what he did was eventually he formed small communities where he would go visit at people's homes, and the healings would take place. And now, 20 years after his death, back in 1979, when healings seemed to come again and were happening again, Mrs. Hausler began the organization called the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends. It's one of the largest spiritual healing groups in the world.
Now, I want to backtrack just a tiny bit now. You said that when healing started happening again?
After his death in 59, everything stopped. There was nothing heard about it. And then slowly, there were healings that were occurring. And so...
Who was behind these, or who was involved?
Well, Mrs. Greta Hausler continued the teachings of Bruno Gröning. She used to visit Austria a lot, and she started communities there slowly. And there were small groups that would follow his teachings. And his teachings, you know, involved some basic parts of information. One of the things Bruno Gröning said was that the body is just like a battery. And that, you know, when we're born, we have a lot of energy, and over a period of time, in a lifetime, it wears down. And also life activities make this energy wear down. And so he said we can plug into a divine source and absorb this energy just by asking for it, and with a very simple method that is shown in the lecture we'll be talking about. And he said that people can absorb this energy, you know, just like we have, if we had cell phones, and if there were cell phones in his day, I'm sure he would have talked about that, because we plug a cell phone in every night to recharge it. And so he said this was ancient knowledge, that it was available to everyone. And he said that we could, by doing this morning and evening, he always liked the 9 o'clock in the morning, 9 in the evening, but that's not critical. But he said by doing this morning and evening, he said that we could actually have healthy lives.
Right.
And he said that he never healed anyone himself. He said that God healed people, that it was that the divine power would help and heal people.
Right. Well, he's certainly in a great line of wonderful people that have passed through the earth. What was his, what happened to him when he died? Did he just...
Oh, he always said that if he couldn't, this energy was very powerful through Bruno Gröning, and it would flow all the time. And he said if he wasn't able to use it to talk to people, he would just simply waste away and burn up inside. I mean, he just literally wasted away at the end. There was a court case going on in Germany. He was in Paris at a small hospital where he passed away.
Mm. Well, let's bring you into the picture now, Richard.
Okay.
Where did you come upon this information, and what really clicked you in? What interested you and got you hooked here?
You know, it's really something how it happened. I was just listening to a radio station in the morning. It was the last week of September.
Watch out, everyone.
Sorry?
I'm just telling everyone who's listening right now, watch out.
and the same thing happened. I was listening to a radio station. A doctor in Germany was talking to the host about a man named Bruno Gröning, and I heard about some of the teachings, and there were things like, you know, be careful of how we think. Thoughts are things that affect our health. The thoughts of other people can affect us, and we can affect other people's health by our thinking. And he said that we shouldn't talk about illness, we shouldn't attach to it. You know, he said it's important not to talk about my cancer, my heart condition, you know, things like it's flu time or something. And so those are things that keep illness in our body. He always said it was like, the doctor was saying it was like a disorder. The body is out of order, and it needs to go through a process to be cleaned where it can be healed. So anyway, the point is that I was very familiar with some of this because I had reached many of those conclusions myself in my own life. I was a teacher, and aside from that, I would always study alternative therapies and healing just as an interest. I grew up with a family of uncles who were chiropractors, and always was interested in alternative health. And so that was always part of my life. And the mental part, you know, and the spiritual part was something that I had realized myself. So I went to a lecture at the University of Buffalo, and I sat in one of the rooms at the medical school, just like people can at the lecture that we're going to have at the Solstice Institute. I sat there, and, you know, the doctor started talking. We played some music. I felt the energy right away, something, a tingling all over my body, very emotional. As I talk about it, I still feel that way because I remember that moment. And then the doctor talked about the teachings of Bruno Gröning, about how we have to go through sometimes a period of a cleansing process. Bruno Gröning had a word for it. He called it Regelung. It was a made-up word, but it meant like the healing in homeopathy, where we have a healing crisis before the actual healing takes place. And sometimes people in these lectures actually feel something in their body. They feel a pain, or they feel some kind of a sensation. And this is actually the beginning of a healing process. It can happen in these lectures as well. I've been to lectures where people have actually had things happen that never came back. I remember in Washington, D.C., a man, an 80-year-old man, had a shaking leg syndrome. We were given a lecture. He didn't even think he could sit through it still and quiet, as we suggested, and the man's his back pain that went away, his leg stopped. That was several years ago. It still stopped now, and there are many other cases too. Many, many. We were just in a lecture tour in Columbus, Ohio, and a man had his arm was able to move and straighten out after 23 years. It's just, you know, it's not never guaranteed that this would happen, but it can happen. And Bruno Gröning said that. Illness originates with our thoughts. He said that sometimes these are spiritual forces, he said, that can affect us. Anyway, I was at the lecture, and the doctor was talking about these things. And just to shorten my story a little bit, I felt it again at the end. And I went to talk to him with some friends, because I had taken about 7 friends who were alternative healers. I mean, they were massage therapists, psychotherapists, and they went there. And I asked them, I said, you know, we'd like to start a group like this in Buffalo, New York. And so we talked about that. I went to visit him the next day before he left, and he gave me some literature, some material. He gave me some music, and he told me what I needed to do. And above all was I had to practice this morning and evening for myself. I did that. Because, you know, I couldn't talk to anyone about doing this unless I did it myself. And we started a community with some of those people who were there, and that's grown into several communities in my area. But I felt, you know, the next day I started, I did it in the morning. I had downloaded some music from the Internet, too, to make it a little longer. And Bruno Gröning always said that classical music was really good. It helps to make this connection, this divine connection. And I sat there, and I cleared my mind of, you know, thoughts of extra things that were maybe troubling me or whatever. I thought of something nice. He always said, if you can't think of anything, you know, someone you love, a religious figure that's important to you, Jesus, Buddha, whatever, he said, look out at the window at nature, because that connects you to God immediately, because God is in nature, he said. And so I did that, and again, the emotions came. I started crying. It was very moving, and I did it morning and evening. And then over a period of time, things disappeared in my life. 12 years of depressions, periodically they happened. They would come and go. I'd take St. John's wort. That was the only thing that helped me, and it seemed like it went away. I didn't have any. I never touched it since that day. And then I had other things happen. I had osteoarthritis in my neck and my back, and that disappeared. As I continued sharing this with my community hours, I had other things happen personally in my life, little things, not life-threatening, but very, you know, life-enhancing, I think.
Yes.
Arthritis that was developing. I'm a retired person now, and I was starting to get arthritis in my fingers. I used to wear a lot of copper bracelets and everything else, and that went away. I didn't have that.
Right. One of the things that was attractive about Bruno's work is he has the support, not only, I mean, of course, now more and more and more of the science can start confirming different ways and means of energetic healings. But there are quite a few doctors involved with this system, aren't there?
There is actually a medical scientific group, doctors, physicians, people in the health fields, all 6,000 to 7,000 of them around the world, who sit in working circles on their own time. They volunteer their time. Nobody gets paid in the Circle of Friends for anything. And it's just based on donations. And so they review cases of healings. And in the lecture that's coming up, there'll be two cases I know about that will be shown. They can't be explained by science because it's impossible for these things to have happened. And maybe the doctor will share another, some other personal stories from practices. But these healings are just unexplainable, but they're real. And these doctors, these are documented in Germany in a central data place, a bank, and the copies of these healings are recorded, and there are thousands of them. And there are healings that come from all over the world. The Circle of Friends, you know, Bruno Grani said he wanted to make a circle around the earth, and this is what this is about, because there are people from all over the world in 75 countries. I mean, the farthest reaches of the world. There are communities in Sri Lanka, in Iran. There are communities. There are communities in Japan, in Peru, in Colombia, in Mexico, and in Africa, in the jungles of Africa. There's a chief in Ghana who has his whole village as a community.
Well, I think it's a very potent venue, having a small community rather than some large group of people. There's something, I mean, not to say that it wouldn't work if all these people in the Circle of Friends got together and became thousands in one place, but just as it was so difficult for Bruno to do his work and be overwhelmed by all these people, you know, we can all stay home and do the good work.
Well, we do it at home. Bruno Grani said this. He said, it's good to do this at home. He said, be a good person. Think good thoughts. He said, it's really important. He said, the most important principle is to love your fellow man, love your neighbor, and treat him like you would like to be treated. He said, that's really important. He says, our bodies were given to us by God, not just to raise families and to have material things, but to be of service to others, to help, to grow spiritually. And so in the communities, and this is one of the things that is being established, this is part of the idea of the lecture tour, is to have communities where people can go. Bruno Grani said when people are gathered together, the energy is quadrupled. It's much higher. Healings accelerate. And, you know, and people get to hear the stories of other people. They get to hear about the healings that are going on in the group itself. You can also hear stories about the healings that have been passed on to other people. In India, I know Dr. Joshi, who was he's the leader of the Indian group of the Circle of Friends. He's a college professor, and he was cured of type 1 diabetes. But he made a statement last year that said in India we had thousands of spiritual leaders and thousands of healings, but we've never had the opportunity to have the healings passed on to other people. So once people attend the lecture, they have this introduction, this can be passed on to other people. And in the Circle of Friends, you know, people talk about their healings. People are reminded that it's good to do this every day because we're human and we forget. And it's a discipline that's really good to do. It connects us to that divine source, that source of energy. The energy, you know, I mean, is the same energy as Reiki, same as prana. It's the same thing as in the Middle Ages, Vis Vitalis, it was called, the life force, whatever name you give it to it. It's that same energy. And so they absorb it in the communities. Then at the end of the communities, they are able to ask, when the energy is very high, people ask out loud that it be passed to other people, or pets, or, you know, animals,
right,
trees, whatever. It's just that powerful. It's that life force that makes everything alive.
Yes. Now, as you mentioned earlier in mentioning the Solstice Institute, here in Boulder, Colorado, this evening there will be a program with Bruno's work. The Circle of Friends are having a meeting at the Solstice Institute. And what will take place there? What can people expect?
Now, at the Solstice Institute, that's at 302 Pearl Street Studios, 7 o'clock. Yeah, the doctor will talk about some of these scientifically documented healings. He'll present some information about that. Talk about stories about people. People will get to experience this energy right in the room that very night, this evening. They'll be able to do that. And, you know, we don't know. Things can happen there. But they'll understand something of the teachings of Bruno Gröning. And then I think there's a follow-up to that in the same place on November 12th for more information, more details about the teachings of Bruno Gröning. But they'll get an overview of what Bruno Gröning was talking about and about healings that take place, about healings that have been documented, about how to absorb this. And, you know, they get a sense, as I said earlier, to feel this themselves, as I did when I was at the University of Buffalo at the medical school.
So once someone has gone to a meeting like this, will they do what you do with your circle of friends now?
No, this is an introduction. And in this introduction, they'll learn about this energy called the Heilstrom. Bruno Gröning gave it a name in German, Heilstrom. Something like healing stream. He always said it was like a stream of energy. They can experience that. They'll learn about what the Einstein is. Einstein is something where people are able to go within and connect to this divine source, to the source of all energy, the source of all good, and absorb it into their bodies. And then some people may experience what Bruno Gröning called Regelung, or plural Regelungen, which is this healing experience where there's a pain, something may happen. Now, this is all possible. It's not guaranteed.
Of course.
You know, in the circle of friends, nobody has ever told any medical information in the sense of, Bruno Gröning always said, go to your doctor, work with your doctor. It's very important. And what the doctor believes and what you believe is very important about your health. And so, you know, there aren't any recommendations for anything like that in the medical way at all.
Right. So is it a different time and place then where you can actually learn how to go in and experience that inner stream?
You can do that at the lecture, yes.
Oh, so you can. So it's not like, oh, come do this and then...
No, it's not. And I have to say, you know, everything in the Circle of Friends is free. There's no charge. Everything is done by voluntary donations. The doctor who's coming, let's see, in this case, he's coming from Switzerland, Dr. Weiler, and he's coming on his own vacation time as a volunteer. So no one gets paid in the Circle of Friends. And as I said...
What a beautiful thing. Richard, why do you think, or why do you know, that there are so many lectures throughout North America right now? This time has been chosen.
This has been the chosen time. Look at America today. North America. God has been separated from everything in many places. That's one thing going on. The pressures of life and the stress and the illnesses are reaching record levels. Something is going on. People need something they can rely on to work with their own medical doctors, to work with medical practitioners, something to enhance the healing. People need to eliminate stress in their lives. There is a lot of what we call, what Bruno Gröning called, disorder in our bodies. And we have to have order so that healing can take place. And it can take place, you know. I mean, the normal way of living is to have a healthy body. And so Bruno Gröning always said that, you know, he said, we come into this life with a date we're going to pass with us. And he said that some people tend to accelerate that day by the way they live their lives.
That's so true. Well, Richard Leo, I appreciate so much that we're able to speak with you today, and we're telling everyone that this evening at the Solstice Institute at 3rd and Pearl in Boulder, it's going to be happening, and please jot this number down, area code 972-282-1858, because there are quite a few programs going on. There will be some in the Denver area as well as Colorado Springs and Pueblo. So we can all spread that word as much as possible. And there's a beautiful piece of music that we're going to be able to play right now as we go out from Tributaries.
Let me just mention the website, too. It's www.bruno-groening.org. The music was composed by a young man who is an instrument maker in Germany. He never had any formal training in musical composition. And it's one of the pieces of many that we use while we do what Bruno called Einstein, or this going within, this absorbing of this energy, this divine energy. So if people would like, they can just clear their mind of all the things that bother them and just relax and just listen to this.
As we close out today's tributaries with this music regarding the work of Bruno Gröning, and thank you very much, Richard Leo from New York, for helping turn us on to this information.
Thank you for having me, Robin. It was a pleasure, and as I said earlier, it was an honor to be here.